Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Linda Lopez, and here are today's top local stories. New York Attorney General Letitia James in court in Virginia this morning. She has just been arraigned on those federal mortgage fraud charges. Our Juliet Papa is following the story. She joins us now live.
A not guilty plea to the federal indictment accusing her of mortgage fraud in Virginia. Her trial date has been set for January 26th, and it's a trial that could last just a few days, but there are reports that the prosecution could call as many as 8 to 10 witnesses. James has been charged with misrepresenting the use of a home she purchased in Norfolk, Virginia, to get a better mortgage rate. She said it was going to be a home for personal use, not a rental property. A relative currently lives there rent-free. Now, James got on President Trump's enemies list after taking him to court in New York on a bank fraud case. There was a whopping judgment in the millions of dollars and penalties, but an appeals court recently threw out the penalty part of it, although President Trump is still appealing the decision in that case. And Tish James did, in fact, attend that courthouse or that court case occasionally, sitting in the front row while President Trump was sitting there. Reporting live, Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Early voting starts tomorrow, and the race for mayor continues to ramp up. Zoran Mamdani is set to deliver a speech on Islamophobia outside a mosque today, one day after he called Andrew Cuomo's 9/11 exchange in a radio interview disgusting. Cuomo, who was just endorsed by Mayor Adams, had suggested that if another attack like 9/11 happened, Mamdani would be cheering. Governor Hochul also condemned the remarks, calling them hate speech and fear-mongering. And while Mamdani heads to the mosque, Curtis Sliwa is hitting the subways. He'll be participating in Five Boroughs Veteran Roundtable this afternoon and appear also on Will Cain's Fox News show afterwards. Well, New York City's e-bike riders will have to slow their roll. Starting today, the city's new speed limit for e-bikes and e-scooters kicks in.
It was back in June that Mayor Adams said the 15-mile-an-hour speed limit would be coming.
We've all had this experience. You know what it is like trying to cross the street in an e-bike or e-scooter. Either runs you over or your family member over.
And while, yeah, most of us have had that kind of experience, everyone's asking the same question.
But I have no idea how you can enforce it. There's no license plate on it.
Councilmember Robert Holden of Queens, his legislation would get license plates on all e-bikes and e-scooters. He says it's a must.
When they do something like that, $50 ticket in the mail that they ran a red light. If they run a bunch of lights with they'll get multiple tickets.
He says, after all, he doesn't foresee police officers in a pursuit of a e-bike that did 25 miles an hour. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM in Midtown.
A Manhattan home health aide could face up to 3 years in prison for stealing tens of thousands of dollars from her elderly clients. The DA's office says 48-year-old Jerona Smith used her patients' bank accounts and credit cards, even opened new ones in their name to make purchases and send money to friends. They say she stole about $19,000 and tried to take about $50,000 more. The New York Civil Liberties Union and Legal Services Center are demanding the release of a 16-year-old Bronx high schooler after ICE arrested him during a routine check-in. The teen, Joel Kamas, has special immigrant juvenile status, a legal protection for minors who have been abused or abandoned. The organizations say his detention violates federal law and the Constitution, and they call his arrest breathtakingly cruel. A Bayshore High School employee is now on administrative leave as Suffolk County police investigate allegations against them. The superintendent sent a letter to parents saying the district took immediate action and barred the person from school property. Police confirmed there is an active investigation, but they're giving no details about what that is just yet. The district says it's cooperating fully and putting student safety first. Nassau County Police say they've caught the person who murdered a 46-year-old woman.
Authorities say when they found Alina Asif, she was not breathing and had facial burns. The cause of death, an unknown chemical substance was put on her nose and face that caused her to be asphyxiated. The crime happened at a house in Herricks. The name of the person arrested has not yet been released. The medical examiner says further testing is being done on that substance. Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM on Long Island.
Residents in Washington Heights rallying this morning after the city stalled a massive infrastructure project. Our Marla Diamond is there.
Residents at the River Arts Co-op on West 157th Street said their lives have been upended by the mess left behind when contractors abandoned work on a crumbling, century-old elevated stretch of Riverside Drive, demanding more money from the city. City Councilman Sean Abreu said his office has been stonewalled by the Department of Transportation and is demanding answers on behalf of his constituents and himself. He also lives in the building. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of speed test intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.